But of all the sayings from the cross, this one, the fifth saying that Luke Levine read, it speaks to me. It gets me, and truly it shakes up my world. When Jesus said, I am thirsty. We see in Jesus' words a vital, beautiful portrait of the humanity of Jesus. Those words, those were not God speaking. They were not words of Jesus the Christ, the divine. These were words of a man, a human, one of us. Let that sink in, would you? The words from the cross, Jesus, one of us. I like Jesus the Christ. I love to reflect on Jesus, my Savior, Redeemer, Jesus, the Holy, Righteous God, the Father, God, the Son. We sing Jesus Messiah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I love the gospel portrait of Jesus as he performs miracles. Those who were blind and those who were lame, Jesus speaks the words and they're healed. Jesus takes those fish and those bread and he feeds the multitudes. I like that picture. That from the moment of the Immaculate Conception with angels buzzing around, Jesus, God in flesh, the master teacher and others said, no one teaches like him. I like the picture of Jesus, my atoning Savior, who offers life abundant and life eternal. Jesus, the one who comes out of the grave, the miracle of Easter, and one day will make a second advent. I like that Jesus. But Jesus, one of us, Jesus, one who got dirty and had sweat stains on his toga, Jesus who had calloused feet and splinters in his hands, Jesus who was hungry and tempted and ticked off and probably cussed a little bit at Peter. I just can't help but believe that. Jesus in agony, in pain, in torture on the cross, Jesus said, John 19, I thirst. I want Jesus to come down. I want Jesus to come down from the cross and show them that he is God. I want Jesus to say, I will get you because I am the eternal God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in me. The Word, I was the Word. I want Jesus to amaze them, to frighten them. I want Jesus to win. And I don't want to see Jesus hurt. But that's not the Jesus of the gospel. Jesus hurts. And he thirsts. And he dies. Jesus gets you. Jesus gets us. Because he was one of us. And thus, when we experience physical pain, he gets it. When you find yourself in agony and in the midst of a crisis in your life, he gets it. when you feel abandoned and alone and afraid, Jesus gets it, because he gets us when we're conflicted and when we live in chaos and when we're desperate and we're depressed and we're despised, when our feelings are hurt and our hearts are broken. Hear me, Jesus gets it, because he was like us, totally, totally human. And yet, aren't we glad that he was not only totally human, but he was totally God? He thirsts. He thirsts for you. Jesus thirsts for you, and he thirsts for me. And that's the God part of Jesus. He thirsts that we might experience the abundant life that he longs to give. He thirsts that we might have everlasting, eternal life. He thirsts that we might experience paradise with him, not only then, but paradise every day with Jesus. He thirsts that we might be righteous. His righteousness in us. Jesus thirsts for you. He thirsts that you might have peace that surpasses understanding, that you might have hope, hope in the midst of a chaotic world. Jesus longs and thirsts for you to have a joy that others can never understand, but you can because of Christ. Jesus thirsts that you might have love, his love, and that you might love others. Jesus thirsts for you, that you might experience his forgiveness and that you might likewise forgive others. Jesus thirsts. On Calvary, Jesus thirsts for you. And in him, your thirst can be met. Remember the words? This is John 19, but earlier when Jesus was beginning his ministry, Jesus said, everyone who drinks water from a bottle, from the tap, anyone who drinks water, they will thirst again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up in eternal life. In John 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never thirst again. Jesus said, let him, in John 7, let him, let her, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Jesus thirst. Jesus thirst for you. He thirsts for you, and he longs for you and for me. He thirsts for us, and he longs for us to experience living water that only he can give. But I wonder, do we thirst for him? He thirsts. But do we thirst for him? The psalmist of old said, as a deer pants and longs for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God. Was that something just the psalmist of old could long for? The psalmist said, oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Oh God, I thirst for you. Do you thirst? We know about physical thirst. And we know that Jesus gets us. And he thirsts for us. But do we thirst for him? Oh, how he loves you and me. The hymn. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Singers, come. The words say, Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus, totally human. Jesus, totally divine. Jesus thirsts for you. Do you thirst for him? During this Lenten season, only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Holy Week, do you thirst? Do you thirst? Do you thirst for Jesus?